We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, they're at epidemic levels. Sexually transmitted diseases remain a major health crisis in California, with infections from syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia at their highest levels in 30 years. According to the State Department of Public Health, which just completed its final data on 2018, the highest rates of STDs are among young people ages 15 to 24. California's acting public health director says STDs are preventable by practicing safe sex, and many can be cured with antibiotics. But she says many people don't get tested because most STDs have no symptoms.
The U.S. attorney overseeing the college admissions scandal cases says the best chance for actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband to get a lighter sentence is to plead guilty now. Andrew Lelling, U.S. attorney for the District of Massachusetts, tells News Center 5 in Boston a lot can be learned from the actions of actress Felicity Huffman.
She took responsibility almost immediately. She was contrite, did not try to minimize her conduct. I think she handled it in a very classy way. And so at the end of the day, we thought the 1 month was proportional. I think the 2 weeks that she actually got was also reasonable.
Lelling cautions other parents that the longer they fight the charges, the worse it could end up for them. Loughlin and her husband accused of spending $500,000 to get their two daughters into USC. Meanwhile, a couple that spent their time in New York and Colorado has been sentenced to a month in jail for rigging their daughter's college entrance exams to try and get her into Duke.
The commissioner of the Pac-12 conference says he has major concerns about California's new law that allows college athletes to get paid for their use of their names and likeness. Larry Scott says the Fair Pay to Play law could impact all sports and not just the big revenue generators like football, basketball, and baseball.
Most of our schools have 18 or 19 sports or more, some as high as, you know, high 20s and 30s. And if money gets drained, money that's supporting the athletics department currently starts going direct to student athletes to get them go to school X or Y. Our concern is it'd be less resources and sports might get cut.
He says he's also concerned about the use of agents and whether this new law would give California schools an unfair recruiting advantage. Several other states are also considering similar legislation. This upcoming Santa Ana wind event and increased fire risk for the area may also wind up being the first test of public safety power shutoffs in three separate counties in Southern California.
Southern California Edison's decision to cut power to prevent fallen lines from creating brush fires could affect 77,000 customers in areas of San Bernardino, Riverside, and L.A. County. David Song with Edison says power shutdowns will be based on data from 130 field weather stations, work crews in critical areas, and control centers. Those customers that could be affected should get a 24 to 48-hour advance notice of potential shutdowns through different means.
It's something similar to a reverse 911 that counties use and fire agencies use and police officers use. What's different about this is that customers have the option of going with a text, a phone call, or an email.
Song says an advance notice should also be a heads up to a homeowner. Go ahead with survival preparations in case power is out for more than just a few hours. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Man's facing a murder charge in the killing of a television director more than three decades ago. Barry Crane worked on TV hits, including The $6 Million Man, The Incredible Hulk. He was bludgeoned with a large ceramic statue before being found with a telephone cord wrapped around his neck. That was 1985. The evidence trail went cold until a recent DNA hit led investigators to North Carolina, where they arrested the suspected killer. He's now waiting extradition back here to California.
Jurors hear from the woman who survived a stabbing attack by the Hollywood Ripper in the penalty phase of his murder trial.
She said she came to California young, happy, and carefree.
After this happened, I just, you know, that was taken from me.
Michelle Murphy testified that she became very introverted and was afraid of everyone.
You know, if I was at the grocery store and I saw someone who I thought looked at me funny or gave me a weird vibe, I would then in my mind start, okay, what are you going to do? If this person attacks you in the parking lot, what are you going to do?
Since having her own child this year, Murphy said all she can think about are the parents of Gargiulo's other victims.
The fact that that was taken from them so viciously by such a monster that just destroys me.
She then hugged Ashley Ellerin's parents, who were also in court. Ellerin is one of two women Gargiulo has been convicted of murdering. He's facing either a sentence of death or life in prison. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Caps on rent increases statewide. The governor's just signed them into law.
Although a few cities in the state have their own regulations on how much landlords can increase the rent on certain units, most of the state has no limits. That changes this January.
We're trying to address the needs of roughly 50% of California households that are renters by creating a cap on the amount of rent on an annual basis that can be charged at 5% plus inflation.
Governor Gavin Newsom says this is a start on the road toward housing affordability in this state.
That's why I don't want to overstate what we're trying to achieve here. We're really trying to go after unscrupulous landlords, people that are gouging renters, vulnerable folks.
Not all housing will be covered by the new law, so before moving into an apartment, make sure to check the fine print. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Joe Biden campaign now with the announcement. He has the endorsement of Dianne Feinstein, the senator, out with the official statement this afternoon. It's not unexpected. She actually held a fundraiser for him last month, but still, she's picking Biden over the other senator from this state, Kamala Harris.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.